morning. Let's come to order and go on the record. I'm Commissioner Charlotte A. Mitchell with the North Carolina Utilities Commission and have been assigned to preside over the hearing this morning. The two other commissioners serving on this panel with me are Commissioner Tenola D. Brown-Bland and Commissioner Lyons Gray. Those commissioners, Brown, Bland, and Gray, are presently engaged in the Duke Energy Carolinas rate case proceeding this morning that is going on simultaneously with this hearing. The commission now calls for hearing docket number G40 sub 145 in the matter of application of Frontier Natural Gas Company for annual review of gas costs pursuant to General Statute 62-133.4 sub C and Commission Rule R1-17 sub K sub 6. General Statute 62-133.4 sub C requires each natural gas local distribution company to submit annually to the Commission information concerning the utility's actual cost of gas and purchase sales and transportation volumes for a historical 12-month test period. The Commission reviews the information in order to compare the utility's prudently incurred costs with costs actually recovered from customers served during the test period and to determine the propriety of an adjustment to rates based on any differences between prudently incurred costs and recovered costs. Commission Rule R117 sub 6, sub K sub 6 provides Frontier provides for Frontier to file its required information on or before December 1st of each year based on a test period ended September 30th. The rule further provides that the Commission shall schedule a public hearing annually on the first Tuesday of March pursuant to General Statute 62-133.4 sub C for review of gas costs incurred and those recovered from all customers served during that test period. On December 1st, 2017, Frontier Natural Gas Company pre-filed the direct testimony of Fred A. Steele, along with schedules 1 through 4, 8, 10, and 11, and confidential exhibits A and B, and exhibit C. On December 6, 2017, the Commission issued its order scheduling hearing, requiring filing of testimony, issuing discovery guidelines, and requiring public notice, which scheduled this annual review proceeding for public hearing at this time and place. On February 22, 2018, the North Carolina Utilities Commission public staff filed the joint testimony of Jan A. Larson, Sean L. Dorgan, and Julie G. Perry. On February 27th, the public staff filed a revised copy of pages 9, 10, and 22 of this joint testimony. The intervention and participation in this docket by the public staff is recognized and made pursuant to General Statute 62-15 sub D and Commission Rule R1-19 sub E. On March 1st, 2018, the following documents were filed. Frontier filed the rebuttal testimony of Fred A. Steele. Frontier and the public staff filed a joint motion to excuse appearance of witnesses and accept testimony. And Frontier filed an affidavit of publication and public notice of hearing. On March 2nd, 2018, the commission issued an order excusing witnesses from attending hearing in this proceeding. Pursuant to GS 138A-15 sub E of the State Ethics Act, commission members have a duty to avoid conflicts of interest and to determine in each docket whether they have any known conflict of interest. Let the record reflect that I do not have a known conflict of interest with respect to matters before the commission in this docket. I now call upon counsel for the parties to announce their appearances for the record, beginning with Frontier.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My name is Jim Jeffries. I'm with the law firm of Moore & Van Allen, and I represent Frontier Natural Gas Company.
Good morning. Elizabeth Culpepper with the public staff, appearing on behalf of the using and consuming public.
Thank you, Ms. Culpepper. Before we conduct the public hearing portion of this proceeding, are there any preliminary matters that counsel are aware of that we need to address?
No.
Has the public staff identified any non-expert public witnesses who wish to testify this morning?
No. There's none.
Okay. Let me make certain that there are none. Is there anyone present in the room that would like to come forward and testify in this docket today as a public witness? If so, please identify yourself. Okay. No response, and I'm seeing no one in the room identifying themselves. So please let the record reflect that no one identified themselves as wishing to testify in this docket as a public witness. So now we will move into the expert witness portion of this hearing. The case is now with Frontier.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. As part of the motion to excuse witnesses, the public staff and Frontier have agreed to waive cross-examination and request that the commission accept the pre-filed testimony into the record as if given today. For Frontier, that testimony would consist of the direct pre-filed testimony of Fred Steele, which, as you indicated, had been filed on December 1st, consisting of 24 pages, schedules and exhibits A through C, and then Mr. Steele's pre-filed rebuttal testimony filed on March 1st, consisting of 3 pages, and we would respectfully ask that that testimony and those exhibits be entered into the record by stipulation of the parties.
So without objection, the pre-filed joint direct testimony of Frontier's witness Fred A. Steele, which was filed on December 1st, 2017, will be copied into the record as if given orally from the stand, word for word, and admitted into evidence. Madam Court Reporter, please note that confidential exhibits A and B shall remain confidential in the record. And the exhibits filed with witness Steele's direct testimony will be received into evidence and marked as pre-filed. In addition, the pre-filed rebuttal testimony of Frontier witness Fred A. Steele will be copied into the record as if given orally from the stand, word for word, and admitted into evidence. Ms. Culpepper, would the public staff like to make a motion?
Yes, ma'am. I move that the pre-filed joint testimony of Janie Larson, Sean L. Dorgan, and Julie G. Perry filed on February 22, 2018, and revised on February 27, 2018, consisting of 25 pages, be copied into the record as if given orally from the stand, and that the 3 exhibits and 3 appendices attached to the pre-filed testimony be identified as marked when filed and entered into evidence.
Without objection, the public staff witnesses pre-filed joint testimony of Jan A. Larson, Sean L. Dorgan, and Julie G. Perry, along with the revisions filed on February 22, 2018, as well as appendices A, B, and C to that testimony will be copied into the record as if given from the stand word for word and admitted into evidence. And those appendices will be marked as pre-filed. So does that take care of all the evidence at this point?
Enter the 3 exhibits, I'm sorry.
No, I did not. And the exhibits to the public staff's joint testimony will be received into evidence as well, also marked as pre-filed.
Thank you.
So does that take care of all the evidence?
I believe it does.
Okay. And one additional matter to discuss before we move to post-hearing filings. As I stated earlier, Commissioners Tenola D. Brown Bland and Lyons Gray are members of the panel on this proceeding. However, they're presently engaged in another commission hearing and were unable to be present for this hearing in this docket. All of the evidence in this docket was stipulated into the record, and there's been no cross-examination of the witnesses. Therefore, do the parties have any concerns or objections to Commissioners Brown, Bland, and Gray continuing to serve on the panel and participating in the decision in this docket?
No, ma'am.
No objections from Frontier.
Thank you. Is there anything else that we need to address prior to discussing proposed orders?
No.
Okay. Is there any reason why proposed orders of the parties cannot be filed within 30 days of today's date?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Then proposed orders will be due 30 days from today. Anything further?
No.
Okay. If not, thank you very much, and we are adjourned.